I'm Ethan Cottle with WQHY News, and on the line with us today we have Dr. Tony Stumbo. He is a graduate of Alice Lloyd in UK, and he has been in the healthcare field for 31 years with Highlands, and now he's going to answer a few questions for us. Dr. Stumbo, how has this outbreak affected your life, both professionally speaking and on a personal level?
Well, certainly, Ethan, it's been very trying at times. From a professional level, that's where I've been seeing most of it, is that it has basically altered the way that we have traditionally delivered healthcare. Patients have been asked to, stay at home initially during when this first occurred to keep both them safe and their families safe and our staff safe. So it's been very difficult. A lot of patients haven't been able to come to the doctor's office, haven't been able at times to get the appropriate testing needed. ARH, I have to say, has been very, very proactive in keeping our community safe. We've been planning from an administrative standpoint multiple meetings daily to protect our patients, our staff, our community, and things have kind of, we're trying to open up again. So we are now beginning to see more patients now. But the traditional model of healthcare is we've not been able to do for the last 2 to 3 months, people coming in and waiting room and hustle and bustle and taking care of these patients. We are trying to get back to normal. Probably the safest place in the county currently is within our four walls and in our clinics and our hospitals. As you know, healthcare professionals deal with infectious disease since there's been hospitals, since there's been doctors. So we've always had training. Now we've had to ramp that up given the difficulty of this virus. And the transmissibility, because it's very transmissible. So we've had to really be on our A game, and ARH as an organization and the individual clinicians and physicians have done very well. So it did impact the professional situation, but we are coming back. We are seeing patients now. We're doing our testing, our screening for cancers, mammograms, colonoscopies, CAT scans for the lung cancer screening initiative. So we are making some progress. From a personal aspect, my family, I've got two children that are in college at UK, and that's impacted them because they have to do their classes online. They, there's some question about can they restart in the fall because of all this COVID situation, and keep the social distancing, all that, and it's hard to do that in a classroom. So we're still, as a family, kind of, waiting on how we're going to do that. I'm a firm believer that the college students need to be in college and away from mom and dad, and it's difficult because a lot of unknowns. We like to travel. Obviously, that has been put aside at this point. We like to go out, once a week and eat as a family at a restaurant. We haven't been able to do that. And not only has it impacted us personally, but we know that in the area it's impacted a lot of businesses, and we feel for them and hope that they can reestablish and bring some economic security back to the area. So it's affected us in multiple ways.
Right, and I'm glad that you brought up the college setting there. My next question relates to that. How do you think that this pandemic, this outbreak, will affect incoming medical practitioners who are looking to make their start in the medical field?
Well, certainly recruitment has been affected because typically it's just like an athlete being recruited. A candidate that has finished residency or medical school, does several visits to try to see what the environment is like and that sort of thing. And it does affect that because it's hard to really get a feeling of what a place is like unless you actually visit it, talk to the people. you know, a lot of these meetings, these Zoom meetings and stuff, while some content is delivered, it's not the same as meeting someone face-to-face and being able to look at their body expressions and how you interact. So from our recruitment aspects, we were here at ARH in Prestonsburg. We were trying to recruit some physicians. We're trying to improve our specialty care with, you know, more surgeons and neurology and those types of things to help improve the community. And to be honest, you know, the last two or three months, those efforts have kind of been shut down. Now, we've been talking to people over the phone, but we can't get people in here to view the facility, to talk to the people and see how nice an area Prestonsburg is and Eastern Kentucky is. And it's hard, makes it more difficult to sell people to come here. And as far as students go, we are actually have developed a program with LMU, and we're going to start here in July taking some medical students, 5 to 6 medical students a year, and using as a hub here at Highlands. And, you know, they've kind of been hampered because, again, they can't come here. They can't visit. They haven't established housing and stuff yet. So a lot of barriers that we have to work through to get these patients and doctors placed where we would want to get them.
Well, it's certainly a relief to hear that recruitment in that area is still making progress, even with the delays that the pandemic has provided. With the focus being so much surrounded on this pandemic, how has it affected your organization's ability to handle emergencies that are non-COVID-19 related?
Well, that's a great question. And one of the things that we noticed, and not just here, but other facilities across the country, is that because of the initial edicts of staying in and not coming in, people were actually not coming to our emergency room. And we've heard some horror stories, so to speak, that people were at home suffering and not seeking care, which they truly needed. So our emergency rooms have, you know, our volumes in our emergency rooms had decreased. A lot of different people were not coming in for things that they would normally come in because of fear of contracting this virus. We're trying to get it out. We've in fact using our phrase healthy space. Safe place, healthy space. We've got commercials out. We're trying to get the public to realize that probably in the county, the hospital is the safest place that you can be. We are still, our emergency rooms are still open. We are still seeing patients. You know, one of the things that we can't lose sight of, despite all this COVID stuff, is common things are still common. People are still going to have pneumonias. People are still going to have heart attacks. People are still going to have strokes. And we are trying to encourage patients, do not sit at home if you're having these symptoms because of fear. We are ready, we're prepared, and we will keep you safe within our four walls. And so it has impacted not just here, but the emergency rooms throughout the country, but we are still seeing more volumes over the last several weeks as people are becoming more comfortable and realizing that, hey, you know, we are taking this protection of our patients and our staff seriously.
And I'm sure that's certainly a big relief for those out there listening that maybe tried to avoid going because of the the scare of the pandemic, as you mentioned. Dr. Stumbo, those are all the questions that I have for you right now. Is there anything else that you'd like to add or say to the general public before we sign off here?
Well, I would just like to add that our goal and my goal for everyone out there listening is to be safe, respect each other, you know, social distancing, wash your hands frequently, wear your mask, not only protect yourself, but protect others. It's kind of like the golden rule. You know, be tolerant of people, stay safe. We are, situation has improved dramatically over the last 3 months. We are going to keep working. ARH is an excellent organization. We are protecting our patients. We're still providing quality care. If you get sick, please come to our facilities. We are keeping them open. We are here to serve you and to serve the community. And, you know, we just got to work together and continue to do what we're doing, and we will all come out on the other side. But be safe is basically my take-home message, and practice social distancing, wash your hands, wear your masks.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Stumbo, and for the rest of the community out there, I'd like to thank you and your organization for taking all the time and doing all the work and making sure that we can come out of this as best as possible and as quickly as possible.
Well, thank you, Ethan, and thank you for keeping the community informed. We appreciate that also.
And for WQHY News, my name is Ethan Cottle. Stay tuned in each week for our local area medical updates, brought to you by Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust.